This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Sarah and Matt. Soon they'll play a game about things from the 1980s, like that time the Kool-Aid man busted through the Berlin Wall. History. Let's check in with them. Sarah, what's one thing from this decade you think that people might be nostalgic for 40 years from now?
There's this Japanese app that you can get on your phone called Niko Itsume, where you just basically feed a bunch of cats that comes to your neighborhood.
Yes.
It's basically Pokemon Go for cat moms. And it's just so soothing and relaxing. And I think people are going to need that in 40 years. Just something to like look back and it's like, it's time to go feed my digital cats.
Yeah.
And buy them presents.
Do you think it will still be on a handheld device?
No, it's going to be on some like giant computer screen that fills up like the entire wall of your apartment.
Oh, I like that. We'll go back to large screens.
It'll be like virtual reality.
I'm working with you on making this real.
Thank
I'm
you.
Into it.
Copyright.
So Matt, what's one thing from this decade that you think will be nostalgic for?
For sure, the reconnaissance.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, his resurgence.
His resurgence
for sure.
To amazing projects.
Yes, this decade has brought us so
Dallas
many amazing.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, Magic Mike. Who can't forget that? I never saw it.
True Detective.
Yeah. True Detective. Time is a flat circle. Yes.
I like how you know a tidbit about everything.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. That's my life. A tidbit.
A tidbit. Well, it's going to work in your favor. This music parody game is about 80s trends. Matt, stay in the lead, and you're in the final round. Sarah, you need to get more points, or you have to leave your friends behind. Yeah, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine.
We rewrote one-hit wonders from the 1980s to make them about 80s stuff. Ring in and tell me what 80s thing I'm singing about, and if you get that right, you can earn a bonus point by naming the original song or the artist who made it famous. Here we go. It's poetry in motion. I play the tape on my TV. Such aerobic devotion. Her leg warmers are warming me. This Oscar-winning actress. This Oscar-winning actress is physically more fit than me. Sarah.
Jane Fonda exercise tapes.
Yeah, Jane Fonda workout videos, that's correct.
Very good.
You know what? I miss exercise videos from the 80s. Like, remember when exercise wasn't just like throwing tires around
yeah.
and doing burpees? It was just like dressing up and
putting on clothes and bouncing around.
Yeah, just throw your arms around and do some knee ups.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
much more fun.
Sarah, for a bonus point, can you name the song or the artist?
I have no idea, so I'm not going to even bother guessing.
Okay. That was She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby.
Squishy ball on your sneaker, tell me what's the point of it? Cause the tongue inflates and then it deflates. Why don't you buy shoes that fit?
Matt.
It's Reebok, any of those, the pump.
Reebok pump, yeah, that's yeah. correct.
And I believe that was Safety Dance by Men Without Hats.
Yeah, you got it. That's right. Here's your next one.
Now my torso's wide, 'cause I've got these inside. My fashion sense is baller. They even make my waist look smaller. In my blazer, I look like the ladies on Dynasty.
Sarah?
Shoulder pads?
Yeah, shoulder pads.
I know the song this time.
All
yeah,
right,
there
good
you go.
Song.
Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo!
Know that one.
Remember when you used to take off a blazer in the 80s and then the guy you were dating were like, what do you mean those weren't real?
I specifically was trying to date a woman with incredibly pointy shoulders.
It's in a book. Hallelujah, so take a look. It's on PBS and LeVar told you, have you heard? But you don't have to take his word.
Matt.
It's Reading Rainbow.
It sure is.
And that was It's Raining Men.
Yeah, that's right, the Weather Girls. Okay. Oh, Nancy, your first lady, time to right some wrongs. Cause kids are getting high on their marijuana bongs. All they need's a simple slogan they can understand. It's a war on drugs, Nancy. What should they do, Nancy? Do, Nancy? Three simple words, Nancy. Matt?
Just say no.
Yes, please. That is correct.
And the song is Mickey?
Yeah, that's right, Tony Basil. This is your last clip. My hairstyle says business in the front, business in the front, party in the back. Sarah.
A mullet.
A mullet, obviously. That's correct. Bonus point if you can name that song or artist.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Billy Ray Cyrus because of the mullet.
It's a fine guess, but it's incorrect. It's Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. Not the greatest song in the world.
No, no.
Don't go and listen to it. It's not even worth it.
Noted.
I love the business in the front and party in the back. Just the idea that someone at a job like Monday through Friday morning, he never shows the back of his head.
That's right.
We're like, that guy's all business. And then Friday afternoon, they're like, he's a party!
Wait a minute!
All right, after two games, Matt is moving on to our final round.